As long as we're talking about New York and sports, and might as well bring up the Jets. What is the end game with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets? Because this is an unmitigated disaster now.
Oh,
And you
it's an
fired a head coach
understatement.
and then gone on to lose three in a row after you fire him. Like, what? I don't know. I don't know what the plan is at this point.
Think about it. The Patriots can't block. They can't catch. They were playing a backup quarterback, and it was still good enough to beat the lousy Jets. You know, that's how pathetic that team is. They've lost five in a row. This is all Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers. You know, Woody Johnson hand the keys over to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is a terrible GM, and he is an overrated leader. I know people like him. Oh, you know, great teammate, blah, 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 blah. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he's an all-time great quarterback. He's a top 10 quarterback of all time, but Channing knows this, right? Like when you're in the VIP section, there's even a VIP section in the VIP section. You know, Brady, Montana, you know, Patrick Mahomes, John Elway, you know, those guys are in a different category, Peyton Manning, than Aaron Rodgers, because Rodgers is not willing to do whatever it takes to win. You know, I know that sometimes gets laughed at in the pre-draft process, like, oh, this guy has other interests. Those quarterbacks, they live, sleep, eat, and breathe football. Aaron Rodgers, in the later part of his career, you know, he's concerned about going to Egypt. He's concerned about the darkness retreat and all the ayahuasca stuff. Football is not the number one priority.
Any way they bring him back?
Yeah, I think so.
Next year?
I think they could run it back again next year because
Oh.
Woody Johnson's like Steven is like Jerry Jones. He doesn't run an organization with the goal to win the most amount of games. It's in an outdated newspaper business. How many times can we get on the back page of the Post for crying out loud?
That's wild. Wait, is he under contract for next year or was just a
Yeah,
2-year deal?
1 year left on the deal.
Yep.
Well, there is 1 year left on the deal. What about our quarterback? So Tua's back. And they lost last week, so now they go to Buffalo this Sunday. If they lose in Buffalo, and we are having a tough time figuring out how they win in Buffalo, but if they lose in Buffalo and they fall to 2-6, then what? Like, what happens with this team and Mike McDaniel and Tua and the organization and the plan for this core to be a winning core? Like, what do you do?
I think you're stuck. That's what I think. You just paid Tua Tagovailoa. We know Tua's importance to this team, so he's not going anywhere. Maybe Stephen Ross is going to finally get rid of Chris Greer, but if you get rid of Chris Greer, you should get rid of Mike McDaniel. So I kind of just think it's going to stay the same. Last week was very disappointing because the offense played well. You had Tua back, and they blew the game. So that was extremely disappointing. But if I had to give you any optimism, because people think I'm very negative about the Dolphins. You know, I'm just realistic. I call it how I see it. Sorry, folks. If you don't like it, go take a hike. But when I look at this game, Bills and Dolphins, the Bills had a big victory, blowout victory last week in Seattle. You know, it's not anything Miami is really going to do that gives me confidence to take care of Buffalo because Buffalo owns Miami. It's okay. Here's a Bills letdown when they breathe a little bit and they exhale a little bit. And then maybe the Dolphins, because they have a lot of talent, are able to capitalize on it.
And something else, Gil, we were talking about. We've heard, I want to say Beasley. Beasley brought it up where if they start 2-6, you have a lot of old guys on big number deals. Jalen Ramsey, you have Javon Holland, who's a young guy who's going to need money. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Do you think they should sell at 2-6? Is there a number? Is there an eye test where you say, you know what? Not blow it up, but let's capitalize on some of this talent, get some draft picks so we can move forward and then try to win more games.
Yeah, well, it'll be a last second yard sale because they haven't made that decision yet. The trade deadline is coming up on Tuesday. You know, you're not trading any of your big players. Like, you're not trading Tyreek Hill, you're not trading Jalen Waddle, obviously. So if you want to tell me Jalen Ramsey is someone, sure. Is anyone going to trade for Jalen Ramsey on that contract? I would imagine no. So I think you could get rid of players, but I don't think your marquee names, you know, the foundational pieces, obviously you throw Tua out of that conversation because they're not trading the quarterback, but I'm talking about Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I would be shocked if they ended up moving one of them.
Is there a honeymoon phase? Was there a honeymoon phase for Mike McDaniel? Is that over? Have you from afar,
Should
we're
be.
much closer to it, have you from afar lost confidence in Mike McDaniel, if you ever had it in the first place?
Yeah, I've said this before to you guys. With Mike McDaniel, I always felt like I was on the outside of the inside joke with him. Now, he's had success in Miami. Like, he hasn't been a disaster. He's been more good than bad. But I still feel like the national discussion hasn't caught up. And they're just like, up, Tua was out. What else can you expect, you know, anyone to do? I still feel like nationally people still believe in Mike McDaniel. Why? Is it locally? Is everyone like, okay, that's the number one guy we're blaming for this season?
I don't know. I mean, Solano, what do you think? That I mean, I would say that it's either the GM or the coach. Mike McDaniel and the personnel that he was given to work with when Tua went down. But that's also partly on Mike McDaniel.
It's the GM for sure. I think he's number one in terms of blame, but Mike McDaniel, like, even in those four games without Tua, it's fine. They're without Tua. They're not supposed to be as good, but I mean, Kelp, they were abysmal. All terrible. Four
he
games.
He averaged 11 points a game over those four games. You can't be an offensive genius and average 11 points a game.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think, like, if they do move on from Mike McDaniel, I don't think you take a roll of the dice on someone that is a coordinator that's ever been a head coach, because that was just what Mike McDaniel basically was. So, like, do you want Mike Vrabel as the head coach? You know, I suggested Belichick to you guys a few weeks ago, and you said there was no way that was going to happen. So if you're getting rid of Greer, do you maybe have one of Belichick's friends come with him, him be the GM, and Bill be the head coach? And then Belichick could go stick at the craft potentially, because, you know, the two of them, they are not, you know, seeing eye to eye these days.